In this bulletin, more than 2,000 new Australian COVID-19 cases reported as Victoria enjoys more ease restrictions. Calls for a film set safety review as a Hollywood film star speaks out over a US shooting tragedy, and more uncertainty over the NBA playing future of Australian basketballer Ben Simmons. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Victoria has reported another 1,750 COVID-19 cases and 9 deaths as Melbourne experiences its first weekend out of lockdown. More than 39,000 vaccines were administered in the state-run hubs, with 72% of Victorians now fully vaccinated. The number of COVID-19 patients in hospital remains steady at 770. Stay-at-home orders were lifted yesterday after the 70% double-dose mark was reached. More restrictions are expected to be eased next weekend as the state closes in on the 80% over 16 fully vaccinated figure. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton has approved a crowd of up to 5,500 horse race goers at Flemington for Derby Day next Saturday. There have been 332 new locally acquired coronavirus cases recorded in New South Wales and a further 2 deaths. 469 patients are in hospital, a drop of 13 on the previous day, with 123 in intensive care. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has encouraged the federal government to allow more overseas workers into the country to help pandemic-affected industries recover.
Obviously, our focus is on returning Australians, but we need to address the skills shortage and the labour shortages across the state. And that occurs in regional New South Wales with a lot of agricultural industries, but also particularly in hospitality, who are doing it tough. What the feedback I've received over the last week is trades up 200%, but staff's down 50%. And that is a real challenge facing the hospitality sector in New South Wales.
The state's first dose vaccination figure has now hit 92.8%, with 83.7% fully immunised. Overseas now, and Alec Baldwin has spoken out about the incident in which a cinematographer was killed by a prop gun fired by the Hollywood star. Mr. Baldwin says his heart is broken over the death of Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust in New Mexico. In a statement on social media, the 63-year-old says there are no words to convey his shock and sadness regarding the tragic accident that took the life of Helena Hutchins, a wife, mother, and deeply admired colleague. Miss Hutchins was transported by helicopter to the University of Mexico Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Colleague Andriy Semenyuk has described the 42-year-old as incredibly talented and a shining star. He says the incident must bring about changes to safety procedures on film sets.
We need to learn what really happened, because there is people who are actually responsible for arms and sad. And to hear about really what went wrong. And I think, you know, it just is such a shocking stuff that there's no matter what you say, it's not going to bring her back.
The film's director, Joel Souza, was also wounded in the incident and taken by ambulance to a local hospital. The sheriff's office says no charges have been filed and the investigation remains open and active. In basketball, Australian Ben Simmons has told the Philadelphia 76ers he is not mentally ready to play and needs more time before taking the court with the NBA team. The 3-time All-Star guard has reportedly met with the head coach Doc Rivers and team medical professionals to explain his situation. The 25-year-old also addressed the playing group, accepting he and everyone needed to take responsibility for the impasse. It came a day after Simmons did not participate in a scheduled individual workout and was earlier banned for 1 game for refusing to take part in a practice drill before the 76ers' season opening game against New Orleans. And if you or anyone you know needs help, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 25. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 19. Melbourne, showers and 15. Hobart, rain 15 degrees. Canberra, an afternoon shower, possible storm 26. Wollongong, a late shower or possible storm 26 degrees. Sydney, much the same 26. Newcastle, a late storm 29. Brisbane, a shower or two and a possible storm 30. Cairns, partly cloudy 33. And Darwin, similar conditions 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.